We're following a developing story on Utah education. With many kids going back to class this week, the Utah Foundation has a new report out that ranks per pupil spending.
Apparently, we're behind other states, but getting better than expected results. Utah Foundation President Peter Reichert joins us live on the KSL Newsline with more on the report. You really have to dive into the actual cost of running these schools and these classrooms, don't you?
Do. It's interesting. We are doing fairly well among our fellow mountain states. Utah Foundation looked at Utah and the other seven mountain states, which are our neighbors plus Montana, and we actually look pretty well when we compare it to those states in terms of our outcomes. And also, we looked at some states that have similar demographics to us that are relevant for education outcomes, and came up with a group of peer states. And we're right in there with those peers, but the interesting thing is we're spending a whole lot less more than them to get to similar outcomes.
So what is the takeaway from this then?
Well, I think the takeaway is, first of all, that you can't draw a straight line between funding and outcomes. More money doesn't equal better outcomes. Now, broadly speaking, you can say that. If you look at the top third of spenders in our country, they tend to do better than the bottom two tiers in terms of their outcomes. But when you compare Utah to that top tier, we actually tend to outperform them generally. And so while being the lowest spending state in the nation in terms of per pupil operational spending.
Yeah, just on... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, you can't draw a straight line, but at some point, spending does become decisive. You can't spend $2,000 per student and expect good outcomes, but maybe you don't have to spend $20,000.
So at what point is that then? Because you do say at some point more money should be spent if you want to improve the income. So at what point do you, is more money a good idea?
Sure. I think, one of the things that we need to consider in all this is where do we want to go? What do we aspire to? I think what's interesting is we know that spending does matter to some extent, right? We also know that when we compare ourselves to these peer states, particularly the ones that are most similar to us, we're spending far less than them, in some cases half. But what it says to me is that, what are we leaving on the table? Are there better outcomes that we could be achieving with additional spending? And so maybe we ought to, as we're continuing to improve across all measures, and really we should be proud of our students and our educators because the outcomes have been improving over the years. But maybe we ought to be shooting for the stars. That's one way of looking at it. So I guess the question is, what are we shooting for? And then the question inevitably comes up, okay, now how do we get there and how much more funding do we need to execute our strategy to get there?
So if all we're looking at are the raw numbers on, dollars per pupil, it's a little deceiving because it was pointed out in the study that a lot of it goes down to the cost of living and labor costs. If you're in a state like Connecticut, Hawaii, New Hampshire, New Jersey, obviously it costs teachers more to live there, so they're going to get paid more money. So when you look at the fact that over the last couple of weeks, some of our school district have actually raised the starting pay for teachers, that immediately is going to show that we're spending more per pupil, right?
Right, and that's actually related to recent work we've done around teacher pay. Earlier this year, we released a report on teacher pay that's showing that we're about in the middle of the mountain states when you take into account experience and that sort of thing. But ultimately, as you pointed out, you're competing with a larger market. We're not competing with other states in terms of teacher pay so much as we're competing with our own economy, which is booming and offers plenty of green pastures that will pay more for similar credentials than a teaching job will. So well, we've got to find some way to bridge that gap and get teachers in our classrooms.
There's so many more interesting things that this report showed. I wish we had more time, but I do appreciate you, Peter. Utah Foundation President Peter Reichert joining us on the KSL Newsline to talk about their new per pupil spending report.